Have you been wondering how to improve your protein game? Or is that something that you've been struggling with that and you need some guidance or some tips or some tricks or some focus points to help kind of bridge this gap so at least you can make sure that your protein is where it needs to be? Well, that's what today's podcast is about. I'm going to be sharing with you four easy ways that you can actually focus your strategy in a different way to make sure that your protein is hit. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today, as I said, we're talking protein. More specifically, we're talking about four easy ways to improve your protein intake today. Okay, so it's just going to be quite simply a rapid fire, four kind of tips or tricks or more like considerations and focuses really of what you can start doing with your nutrition to ensure that at least that protein aspect is more likely to actually hit adequacy, which is something a lot of people want to do, and it's an important thing to do. So let's get straight into it. So number one is probably my biggest tip for people, and it's definitely applicable if you're a tracker of some sort, so tracking macros or tracking calories or something like that, but it can work regardless. And that is to, number one, pre-plan your protein first across the day. So what that could look like is the day before or the morning of, you think about what will be your protein intake and how much will of that food at that each time will you consume to hit your protein. So just to make it more simple as an example, I'm going to use the example of someone was actually tracking their calories and tracking, you know, their protein, let's say. How this could look is doing like a pre-day plan. The day before, you set yourself like a half an hour to literally log just the protein foods at each of your given meals and snacks. And you tweak the portions of those to make sure that then in the end, let's say your goal is 120 grams of protein per day. In the end, what will happen is those logs will, regardless of what the total calories will be with all the other foods that will kind of flesh all that out, it will provide you roughly 120 grams of protein. So it's the pre-plan. Pre-planning your protein ensures that you proactively ensure your protein is where it needs to be. So that's number one. Number two is start breakfast strong. And what does that mean? Well, that quite simply means that breakfast is the weakest link for the vast majority of dieters when it comes to their protein. Couldn't tell you how many times people come and see me and their protein is actually not that bad at lunch and definitely good at dinner, but then at breakfast, it's just complete crap or it's just not optimized. So focus on making sure that your breakfast has a good hit of protein. Start the day strong. Start breakfast strong, and you'll see how it all flows from there. At least you will hit that missing link early, and then even if the rest of your day is pretty good, that might not be enough to bridge the gap and get you to the point of decent adequacy at least, if not optimized levels of protein intake. So that's number two, is start your breakfast strong. And make sure it's got some kind of protein. Is it eggs? Is it dairy-based? Is it this? Is it that? Doesn't matter, just make sure that it's not just, let's say, oats made on water with some fruit on top, which is, look, in itself, healthy foods, no lack of protein. So just think about how you can start breakfast strong. Now, number three is along the same kind of theme as number two, and that's reinforce your snacks. So if you are having snacks, or maybe if you realize maybe you need some snacks, remember, this all depends on your calories as well. If you're focusing calories, try and fit, you know, try and make them both work. If you need to reinforce your snacks, it means making sure that your snacks include some food that gives you at least some protein. So for example, a good strategy could be to snack on dairy-based snacks because dairy will provide you a hit of protein. or snack on things that, you know, are based on legumes. And even look, even nuts and seeds would provide some protein. So just think about how you can reinforce those snacks, just make them a bit more better when it comes to the protein situation. So it's about focusing and making sure that your snacks are not just a carbohydrate snack every single time if you are finding you're struggling with protein. Because then you want to make sure that your snacks at least give you some protein, because it all adds up. It's all pieces of the puzzle for that total puzzle that you're trying to make when it comes to your protein. So yeah, that's number three. And then number four, last, but you know, look, not least, and it's a bit of a different focus than the other three, and that is to have a supplement ready as a meal backup slash replacement. And more specifically, have a protein powder or shake ready to go for times when you need to skip a meal or snack or fortify a said meal or snack. So I'm not here saying you need a protein shake to hit your protein. You definitely don't need to. And look, right now, I'll be honest, right now for a while, I've been focusing on not relying on those kind of supplements just to see how I can make sure that my food supply is providing what I need. And only then will I, you know, look back and see if I need to include more protein at any given strategy for any given goal that I might have. And I've got clients who both use and don't use protein powder, and we still get them results. We still get them the protein that they need. But if you are looking at ways to easily improve your protein, just like that, having some kind of protein powder around can help, because it can be that bridging strategy to help fill the gaps if needed. And some people just need protein shakes to hit their protein for whatever reason. You know, they can't eat enough of this food, or you know, their calories aren't high enough or for other foods and they need this. There's different ways that different people will achieve this. And this is number four I just wanted to throw in there, is you can have like a good quality whey protein powder or something like that ready to go if needed to be a backup. And that can literally give you that, you know, 25 to 30 gram hit of protein to potentially give you adequacy if that's what you're missing. So yeah, that one in there. So it's not just all those other strategies. It's something that maybe you just need something quick and easy, bit of a hack, just like that. That could be of help. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's the four ways, you know, the four ways that I want to recommend that you can potentially improve your protein intake right now today. There's obviously other strategies, you know, this is not an exhaustive list as always, but it's hopefully kind of tangible and actionable tips or strategies that you can now just implement straight away to kind of bridge that gap and make sure that your nutrition is just a bit better. Of course, if you've got any questions about this even if you're stuck, with nutrition, you're trying to figure out this thing and you want my help, you know, as a professional to help coach you, then reach out. You know, in the show notes below, you'll see details of how to either reply or reach out to me or email me or, you know, find me on Instagram, The Climbing Dietitian, and just DM me there. But just get in touch. Just get in touch and we can have a chat and go from there, essentially. And of course, if you've listened to others, thank you so much. But if you, just this episode even, if it's been helpful, please consider, you know, dropping a review or rating for the podcast on wherever you are listening to this, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or, you know, any of those kind of other platforms. Consider dropping a 5-star rating and just letting people know how this podcast helps you. Let's grow this. Let's reach more people. Let's help more people, most importantly. But yeah, until next time, hope you stay safe, stay classy, have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.